Jonathan is in Wigford. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to ask about the child abuse inquiry. If you were asked to give evidence to the inquiry, would you be willing to do so?
Oh, any inquiry that the government sets up and is properly established, yes, I would. I'm not quite sure what evidence I would have to actually give them, but, you know, in principle, yes, but I can't see that I would have anything to shed light on it more than anybody else who abhors child abuse and thinks everything should be done to protect children from it.
Well, the one thing that occurs to me is whether you remember at any time in your career having any dealings with any of the protagonists of the paedophile information exchange.
Well, I never actually met any of the people from the paedophile information exchange, so I didn't really have dealings with them, as you say. No, I didn't. So I wouldn't really be able to shed any light of the inquiry on that.
Mm-hmm. When you were on this show in December, in early December, you were asked about the inquiry and whether it ought to be statutory. And on that occasion, you sort of criticised the government's approach. And then, if I recall, and I've had a listen to the recording recently, you, when asked what you would do instead, you repeated government policy almost verbatim. I was just wondering if what your position now is on whether the inquiry should be made statutory immediately.
Well, I think whether it's statutory or not, it needs to be going ahead. Everybody's agreed that there does need to be a wide inquiry. You've got a situation where there was abuse perpetrated by Jimmy Savile when he was at the BBC. They've got their own inquiry. When he was at various health establishments, they've got their own inquiries. There's been issues of sexual assaults in children's homes. They've got their own inquiries. And really, what we need to do is pull it all together, as well as looking at how the police have responded to allegations that people were being raped and they were being groomed, and the police didn't do the response that they needed, and why was that, and how can we make sure that they're doing the right response now? So I think really there's so many different things going on, and we need to pull it all together and learn the lessons. So I'm just in favour, you know, I'm not doctrinaire about what the mechanisms or the nitty-gritty is, but I do want to see that inquiry up and running, and I suspect the government do too, but they, you know, they've had a problem with trying to get the right person to chair it and engender the confidence of victims.
OK, Jonathan, thank you for that.